Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast. Powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creatives who were in and around the clock for the Propover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Propover, Propover.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of the Lure It Up Podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine and recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions. On tonight's podcast, we'll be featuring Michael Ray of Blur Events as they tell us a lot about their next event called November. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast with Bazodi Magazine.
Okay, we're back with another podcast. And listen, we are running it down. We are down to episode 5 of the Lure It Up podcast. And this time we're gonna switch it up and get a little blurry. So we had so many different artists on and telling us how they bring entertainment to us. But we're gonna see this on a different perspective of the promoter. And today we have Michael Ray of Blur telling us about all the Blur events, how it started, what they have coming up next, and, you know, all new fresh stuff that is going to be exciting. So, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So, Michael, tell me, first of all, we got your same name, because my last name is Michael, your first name is Michael. Yeah. But tell me about Blur. Why the name Blur?
We had a number of names that we were going through, and Blur stuck out because I didn't even want to tell that story. That's a funny
story.
Somebody
got drunk.
Yeah, it definitely went down those lines. Okay. And you know what I mean? So the slogan we came up with was the best night you can't remember.
Okay.
So yeah, everything was blurry.
The best night you can't remember.
Correct.
So if you can't remember it, it's a good night.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, some of the best memories, you know.
It's like, the things the that you spots. Don't remember. I get you.
Yeah,
love
for
it.
Sure.
Love it. So
name stuff.
Okay, yeah. So I know that you are just one of a duo. Who's the other person?
Yeah, Adrian Seeley. I call him my brother more often than not, you know. We came up with it together. He approached me a while back, you know, it was a timing thing. And he approached me and he was like, you know, he think we should hold an event. And we went through some names. I was like, you know what? I think it's time that I come and jump on board with you and let's try to do something, you know. And we did something and it hit off. From the first event on the Jolly Roger, I was overwhelmed by the response. You know, we had so many people come out. We had a full session. Before we left the dock, we had to go and restock.
What?
Hennessy, yeah.
So which year was this?
That was in 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, April of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope, for sure. So,
yo, let me just get together and form an event.
A couple of my brethren probably gonna hit me for this, but they approached me before, and I was like, nah, timing it right. I ain't feeling it, you know. I don't know, like, who would support me, you know, all that stuff that went through your head, you know, second guessing, doubting.
Mm-hmm.
But he approached me, and he was just coming off his BHM boys, you know. He was fully involved with Adrian Boys. Yeah,
Adrian, yeah.
For sure, yeah. So he was like taking a step back and he decided he wanna, you know, change up the demographic a little bit. And so he approached me and he pitched some stuff to me and I decided, you know what? Let me get this thing cracking. I feel that we could get it done. And 5 years later, we're here.
Mm. So we were talking before the podcast, outside the podcast, about the vibe. Yeah. And I've been out, and listen, when you see these boys out, first of all, if you're on a Jolly Roger cruise, right? Ooh. Is it Jolly Roger? No, is it? If you're on a Harbor Master, let me do perspective. So, if you're on a Harbor Master, and you're in the middle ground, and you hear noise on the top, it's them. If you on the Dream Chaser, and you see in the middle of the cruise, and you see like this just force of energy in the middle, is them.
Yeah.
if you're on the Jolly Roger and you see the boat rocking to the side, is them.
Yeah.
And it's just, I could see that the camaraderie, the friendship, the family, the love between these guys are amazing. And you know, when you get to the cruise, that's what you can get.
Yeah, it's a vibe for sure. You know, I find a group of guys that we mesh together so well, you know, just like brothers for sure. And that vibe translates to partying for sure. Like when we partying, it's just us and the music. Whoever want to join it can come, you know. You have a good time, you know what I mean? What people call them, watching face, we do none of that for sure. Like we just come out to enjoy ourselves every single time. No matter whose event, no matter where it is, we just come into Shelly place.
I like that.
Yeah.
So we had two things. You had two events so far. You had a cruise, which you know, and then you level it up a little bit to a garden party.
Correct.
So what you have is a cruise on a Saturday and then get a little fancier on a Sunday with the garden party.
The other way around.
Okay.
Put the garden party on a Saturday and then we do a cruise on a Sunday. You know, bang for your buck, you get two events, something in a combo package.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you do the garden party and who can make it the next day, you know what I mean? Right. Fully dream chaser. All
right, if you feel like you don't get blurry enough, you got another chance on your next day.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly.
So we leveling it up even a little bit more.
Yeah,
and this time we're taking it on the road.
Yeah, for sure. We
taking it on the road with a road jam, and it's called November.
November road jam.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that.
November 6th, yeah, something a little different from us, you know. The cruise life has been very good to us, you know. The vibe has been there every single time, you know what I mean? No matter what goes on, the vibe is always there. We got the cruise banging every single time. We decided we can take it up a notch. We can carry it to a garden party, banging again. We have plenty of fun, full crowd, everybody having a great time, drinks, music, performances. So you know what? We were being bombarded with questions like, yo, what y'all willing to have for Cropova? Like, y'all bringing something for Cropova? Where's Blur for Cropova? Adrian DM blowing up, my DM blowing up. So we decided, you know what? We can have a seat, we can have a talk, we can take it to another level, and we can bring something in November. November the 6th, we present November Road Jam.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And I love that this time you want to make your crowd get creative with it.
Yeah.
You want them to come with the best outfits.
Let me give you a little idea of what we got going on.
Okay, so cool.
It is a jump. So what we are going to do is something a little different to a juve, something a little straight away from the paint and the powder. So what we're doing is letting the girls get creative with whatever they want to wear. So you wear whatever you want. You know, you go to a designer, you get something made. You wear an old costume, monokini, a bikini, short shorts, sneakers, heels, whatever you want. Do whatever you feel comfortable in. You know what I mean? Show off, show out, come out, dressed to impress. You know what I mean? We can have a good time on the road. We giving the
so
girls.
So the idea or the concept behind it is you're going to have a truck.
Yes, there's music.
There's drinks. There's performances.
Yeah, we got a couple of people passing through.
And then we'll be taking it on the road and bringing that same energy we had on the cruise and the garden
that
party.
Energy transfers regardless. So we're coming out, you know what I mean? That coming on the road. I expect the road to be even more crazy than the confines of a garden party. Because, you know what I mean? As Barbadians, we love that jump. You know what I mean? That's one of our things. We do that well. So
what is it for you personally, my career, that you want people to leave with? Not only feeling blurry, but what else you wanting to leave with for this particular event?
When you leave Blur Road Jam, I want you to ask me when the next Blur Road Jam is.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
When you leave there at 12 a.m., I want you to find me and ask me, when you doing this again?
Okay.
That's the way we want.
I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me just switch it all around a little bit, because before we get into detail about the event and what you want to do, I want to take it all the way back. We all experienced COVID. We all experienced this 2 years of ghetto-ness. I want to know, as a promoter, how did you pivot? What did you take away from the events that you had before 2017 to 2022 that you told me was a fantastic year? What did you take away? What did you change? How did you level up the brand? What do you see you could work on? before and after COVID? Like, what things you realized you needed to work on?
Well, coming into COVID, we were actually one of the last events of that year. We had a banging event on Adrian Chiesa in December. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after that, we were locked down, boom, nothing left. We had an event scheduled for April. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that wouldn't have come off.
That's,
you know, but
right in the middle of lockdown.
Correct. So during that time, you know, it was a lot of reflection. It was like being grateful for the positions you're in and trying to help, because we did some packages, not to rant and rave about what we were doing, but because we did it behind the scenes, to be very, very honest with you. But we did some packages with some of the profits that we made from December to gather some stuff and give to some of the less fortunate. That was something important for me and Adrian to do, mm-hmm. because we were in a position to do that. So mm-hmm. we felt like, yeah, we should, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of reflecting, as I said before. Mm-hmm. We felt like after that, we were looking forward so much to putting on something special afterwards. Mm-hmm. So, because, I mean, 2 years, a year and a half, basically, of nothingness and then restrictions. COVID was, as you said, like super ghetto. Like, I can't, I would never, mm-hmm. would not recommend 1 star on Yelp for sure. Like, trash.
Zero.
Yeah, garbage. Mm. So glad to get all of that. No restrictions, no masks. Super happy for that. Mm-hmm.
After COVID, you found better ways to promote the brand, like on social media, obviously, because we had to move towards Instagram and emails and stuff more, and that you found more creative ways to reach your audience because you couldn't see them, you know, in person?
Yeah, it was kind of a shift. Social media got way more popping, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? They were a lot more popular. A lot more ways to reach out to your audience. Instagram Live was one of the ways that everybody was using to grab the audience, you know. Yeah, the Brother family was crying out for the event, you know what I mean? During 2020, was it 2020?
It's all a blur for me.
Yeah, it was a blur for me too. I can't even remember when that event was, but we put on a garden party during COVID.
Really?
Yeah, we had like a nice turnout crowd.
Okay.
For the amount of people that we were allowed. We were sold out, you know. It was at George Washington House. It was a garden party. Mm-hmm. We had a good time in there for sure. So after that, we were hungry for more because it was restrictions. So we wanted to get out and give y'all something bigger. And then we did the garden party at Highgate Gardens. Mm-hmm. And then that was twice as big as the first mm-hmm. one. So overwhelming again because, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, the Blair family always shows up and shows up.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to, make you feel a little bit comfortable so we can play a game of this and that. Mm-hmm. This and that is you either this or that. And cool. I can call a few things and I can just say, you be like this or do like that.
Don't judge me for my answer.
All right. The first one, Hennessy or vodka?
Hennessy for sure. Drinks vodka. Sorry, vodka drinkers.
A jump or a cruise?
Damn, that might be the hardest question anybody ever asked me in my life, yo. A jump or a cruise? Cruise. Mm. Sunday, 1 o'clock.
4 day or Kaduma day?
Kaduma day. No question.
Short pants or long pants? Depends.
Uchi Daddy versus
Uchi Daddy.
Long cut up jeans.
Think about the girls. What are the girls gonna want?
I can pay long pants, man. I prefer long pants, to be honest.
Okay. December or November?
November at the moment. I can tell you that much. Because mm-hmm. that's next up.
Okay. And the last one is thick girls or skinny girls? Just joking. You don't gotta answer that.
Oh, right, in between. So I can leave that right there.
All right, let me get back to regular programming. So, as I said, I just hinted at it just now. So, we got November growing up. Is November the 6th.
November the 6th.
At what time?
It is 4 p.m. to 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. Tickets on Ticket Links out right now. All the early birds are gone. I'm sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. All the $100 tickets are gone. All the tickets are $135 right now. Mm-hmm. You can check out our page, blur.events, for all the Blur reps to mm-hmm. see, you know, who you want to go to get events, somebody close to you, whatever. Or you could check out ticketlinks.com. You could go on there and buy your tickets straight by mm-hmm. yourself. Mm-hmm. Location? we're giving out the day of the event.
Okay.
We ain't giving out here just yet.
You know? And you want the ladies, again, to be as creative as possible.
As creative as possible, ladies.
Wear your own thing.
For
so,
sure,
for
like,
instance, if we could get creative with it, like a bra top and a panty or a monokini.
Panty, you know,
if you get bikinis,
short,
get your little
bikini.
Sugar apples.
Yeah, go to Sugar
your
Apple.
Laverne.
Go to Laverne.
Yes.
Go to Calori.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Go to Kristen. Get something done. You know
yes.
I mean?
Get something
get
done.
Get something from Medi.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
Oh, crochet. I love crochet, girls.
Right. But I mean, ladies, as a lady, crochet might not work if you get it wet.
Fox.
So think about.
I ain't too sure. I ain't know.
Think about what you get.
Yeah, you got to think about that for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So like being a suit, an old crop over monokini. You know, mm-hmm. Get creative with it. Get a t-shirt. Revamp it if you want.
What's a good? What are you guys wearing? Are we talking about the ladies?
Who cares?
Put you down. No, I wanted men come on sweet too.
I mean, I'm sharp. I wear a sharp pants and a t-shirt, mm-hmm. pair of sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I expect that to be a uniform for men.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And one more thing. What about safety? Do you have any safety measures?
No, we got plenty security in place. We got the Royal Barbados Police Force around there. We got a private security firm. You know what I mean? We check out the venue multiple times. You see any entry points, exit points, safety stuff. You know,
because you know that
it's
no kind of. Everybody's wearing their own thing, so you want to make sure that.
Right. So there's a type of lack of. Uniformity. Yeah, you understand what you're saying,
but yes. Still,
you know what I mean? It's everybody in one area. We jumping together. As mm-hmm. I said, Royal Barbados Police Force is there. We got security firm there, so
okay. Everybody
can be safe.
Fantastic. Let's talk about the assembler quickly.
Ooh, we jumping straight into that. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could give that away. We definitely planning to hold this December this year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That is coming the 18th of December, Sunday before Christmas.
Okay.
We will be on the MB Dream Chase at 1 p.m.
Okay. Let's do one more game.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to introduce me as you. So I want you to introduce something. Again, let me fill me on this one. So, your name is Michael Ray. You are a promoter, blah, blah, blah. That's how I introduce you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to introduce me, but I want you to say me as how I would be the person attending November. You get it? So, think about it. Again, this is like a brain teaser.
Yeah, my brain is very teased. You want me to introduce you as a patron?
Yes.
All right.
Think about it. And I want it to be as enticing, like use all the senses. How I can feel, how I can smell, what I can taste, the music I can hear, time to lose it.
All right.
This is the last thing we're doing.
All right.
Think about it.
So, let me see where we're going with this. I got discovered. I can see it.
If you guys can see him, he's like doing his rap thing.
You're freestyling.
For sure.
So you want me to use you as your name?
Yeah, it is me. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 p.m. Megan's a bit late.
Sorry. I love it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she turns up. She has on a purple monokini. Uh-huh. It has some cuts in the top. She has on a pair of sneakers to match.
Mm-hmm.
Hair done, butt covered. Because we getting wet.
Yes.
So she arrives. Plenty of people there. She's looking for her friends. She sees them. Overwhelmed joy. They already got drinks in their hand. They're like, Megan, you don't got no drink. To the bar. Everybody going to the bar. Megan asks for a Blur Punch.
Okay, boom. Blur Punch. We're getting a Blur Punch.
Yeah, Blur Punch on deck. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to the sponsors.
Okay.
So she gets her drink, you know what I mean? And her Blur Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Blur Cup's lit this year, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Receive your drink, taste it, first sip. Awesome. Music playing. Pumping as hard as possible, bass, chest, beating.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, for sure. Shout out Pat on the mic.
Okay.
Shout out Pat. GSC on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Pure bliss. Look around. Everybody enjoying themselves. Your truck is over there. Plenty of lights. You got smoke. You got foam. You got CO2. You got a big stage, but we ain't got there yet.
Mm. Ooh, a stage.
Yeah, so the girls line up.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas out front. She starts to dance. She's a dancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. How was that?
That was so
that?
Good.
That
was
good,
so good.
Yeah.
I feel it. That's enough.
Yeah, for sure.
That was good. That's ooh, I'm excited now.
Yeah, for sure. We got a lot going on, man. We got We got a bunch of stuff. You know what I mean? We got Blur Punch. We got brandy. We got rum. We got whiskey. We got vodka. And Banks giving us some beer. Mm-hmm. Shout out to his sponsors. IGM, Monk Gear, RMJ, Banks. Those guys coming on board to help us put on one of the best events of the year, hopefully, you know. Mm-hmm. We come in with the vibe that you guys expect from us every single time. Mm-hmm. We'll be on deck for free. Have it. Get it. It will be there.
Awesome.
You know? As I said, the tickets on tickets links at 135. Show your blur reps. Go to the website. Get them wherever you could get them. Show me. Show Adrian. You know? We got everything there for you guys. And we expect this event to be top tier. We can have a ball on the road. And I am super excited.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And it's not an independent celebration, but we could see it as an emancipation of ourselves.
Yeah, I love that. I actually love all that. You know what I mean? The freedom to wear what you want. Yeah. You can actually tie that in to this entire, you know what I mean?
Freedom to move, freedom to actually get over the COVID protocols.
Yeah, it's the end of that. You know what I mean? Beginning of something fresh. You know what I mean? Come out to enjoy yourself, feel free, you know what I mean? Like, dance, like, no one's watching. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Love it. I love it. Okay, this is so good.
Yeah, November the 6th, guys.
Yes.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Yeah, for sure.
1:35. Blur drinks.
Blur punch.
Shout out Pat on the mic.
Yeah, we got Pat and Chasey over there for sure. A bunch of other DJs, performances, you know, we got big bad stage, as I said. I expect, yes, I'm excited for the stage for sure. We got CO2, we got foam, we got water, we got smoke, you know what I mean? And a bunch of girls and guys have
keep following
great time.
The Instagram page, yeah, for all the creative promotion.
Oh, yeah,
we
got some very creative promotion coming out for sure.
So just keep following it and it will be fantastic.
That. Yeah, for sure.
Awesome, thank you
so much.
Thank
you so
much
for having me, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Good night. Bye.
Good night, guys.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.